Hello, 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 everyone. It's your girl, the Goddess Queen. You all have made it for another episode of Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. And it has been a while. I have been very, very busy lately getting life together. And you know, just had to take a little break to get a few things together. But we're back on it. We got a lot of things in store and a lot of things we're going to be learning. So just keep your head up, you know, and stay tuned, you know, be looking out for the show, because we got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about and expanding you on. And one of the things that we're going to actually talk about today, we're going to talk about creation stories. Now, today I'm not going to break down and go into 50,000 creation stories, but we are going to talk about maybe one or two, and just the whole general idea of creation stories and how these creation stories all generally go together. Because what you'll notice when you go and look throughout history is that basically what you have is different groups or different tribes of people. And these different groups or different tribes all saw and understood things differently. They also relayed that information differently. So that means we gathered and took in the information differently from one another, as well as we provided or, you know, retold that information differently as well. Whereas civilizations that were established, these advanced civilizations that we're finding out more and more about from thousands and thousands of years ago, whereas they might have elaborate or even just more girth, you know, girthful information available. In regards to their culture, you also have got, you know, these cultures that have been isolated for thousands and thousands and thousands of years from the world, whose information has not been transposed or, you know, just recorded that well. So all you can do is take the little bit of information that you have. Now, one thing that I will say, and I'm gonna make this statement right now, I hate, and I think that it is not good how we actually go about our research a lot of times these days. A lot of people take from our world without giving anything back. So a lot of these people are going out here and they're doing this research, going to these caves, going to these, you know, different mounds and things of that nature, and they're destroying and defacing, you know, these sacred grounds, you know, breaking into people's burial grounds, sacred burial grounds. And one of the biggest things to me is a lot of these burial grounds will have sayings and incantations and all types of weird writings on them. Pretty sure this is telling you not to go in. Pretty sure there's a protection spell on this, but who knows? Who cares? I don't pay attention to stuff like that. But back on topic, you know, most of these creation stories all have similar themes. And that's what, you know, we're kind of going to get on to today. So one thing that you'll notice when you look back, for example, if you look at different geographical areas, you may notice that certain stories are more similar than others. Or whereas, like I said, the level of advancement will change the creation story and how they understood things. We use a lot more words in our language than were ever available previous to the advancement of the human species. So understand that at one point in time, we were only using a certain part of our brain. So that means we can only compute and put out information in a certain way because we were only using a certain part of our brain, which is why when you look back at ancient times, most of the writings are in pictures. Now, there are words, but most of the writings are in pictures because pictures were used a lot, that we use that side of our brain to work more. So that's how we related that information. Now, if you think about a few different, give an example, North America. You got the Aztecs and the Mayans, okay, and they're in the Indian tribes. There are a few more, but, you know, just to name a few, those are, you know, generally the main that people talk about, the Indian tribes, Aztec tribes, and the Mayan civilization. And all of these Northern American ancient cultures told similar stories as well. Now, just in general, all over the world, most creation stories start with the primordial waters. If you're unfamiliar with what the primordial waters is, the primordial waters is an idea or thought process that states that all consciousness, all life began basically in a big pool, basically in a big ocean, in a big pool, okay? Big open ocean of everything, okay? And this big ocean of everything came together with some other elements to make what we know now as our world, okay? So, for example, in some cultures, you'll hear things like the sun and the moon were in the primordial waters and they came together to make. Or, for example, you will hear the sky and the water came together to make love. And they, out of that, they made, that out of that creation, they made humans. You know, each story has some kind of basis of that. Most of them start off by the primordial waters. Some is the egg. In the Asian cultures, a lot of people you will hear say there was an egg or a, let's just say, object of some kind that came from the primordial waters. The cosmic egg is one that happened. It was said to be holding one of the gods, and it came from the primordial waters. And those primordial waters held this egg. Now, one of the things that I think that's interesting about these stories is that most culture stories start with a parent and end with a son. And as we know, our Christian story starts with our Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior God, and it ends with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as well. And if you don't understand what that means, why we say the Lord or God or the Lord Jesus Christ as being different entities as well as being one, is in the Christian understanding, we understand it to where as is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They all come together to make the Holy Trinity, which is one. So the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all come together to make the Holy Trinity, which is in all the essence of God. So in order to get God, you gotta have the God, you gotta have God, you gotta have the Son, and you gotta have the Holy Spirit. All of that together is what makes God almighty, which makes God omnipotent, which makes God his greatness, okay? That's why he is so special and is it can do what he does. That is also a lot of times as well why in our belief, he is our God because he is the main God because of those things as well. So that's why you could talk about God, you could talk about Jesus, or you could talk about the Holy Spirit, or you could talk about them all in one. You could talk about the Holy Spirit and God. You could talk about the Holy Spirit and Jesus. You could talk about Jesus and God. You could talk about Jesus and the Holy Spirit. So once you get that understanding, you know, it makes things a little bit, you know, different as well. But like I said, each story has its own basis in regards to that. Now, most of these stories start off with the sun, or start off with a god and a god having a son. For example, in the Egyptian culture, you have Ra and the goddess have a baby. So this goes a little bit deeper than that. For the Egyptian culture story, there's a lot of family turmoil in the Egyptian story, but most of these stories have a lot of turmoil as well, which I think is interesting. In Indian cultures, a lot of Indian cultures, you will have the wind or the sky met with the ocean and created this being who then created. It's all a process, and they all start in the same kind of way. And once you understand and go back and do your research, looking at each area, you know, look at each part of the world and understand their stories. For example, in the Asian culture, a lot of Asians believe that the creation story comes from dragon. a cosmic dragon of some kind, or a cosmic being that came down from a dragon and gave, you know, all this vast knowledge to the world, or the creator, and created all of these things. So once you get a grip on understanding that there are several different creation stories that are told all over the world from different understandings, but they all have the general same gist and general same meaning, you will understand that we're all generally talking about the same thing. We're all generally trying to reach the same goal. We're just trying to reach that goal within our culture. Once we can understand that, we can understand what this journey is about. It's not about what religion you study. It's about your spiritual journey with your God. And that's what this all comes down to. So once you get a grasp and understanding that it's not about, you know, what you follow, it's about your spiritual connection with your God. Let's say you grew up Christian, but you feel like you align yourself more with Muslim, or you align yourself more with Catholics, or you align yourself more with atheists, you know, whatever it is that you align yourself up with, stick with that. Go with that and believe that. Know if you know like you know, do your research within yourself, within your soul. All you can do is repent at the end of the day, because I don't know about anybody else's God, but my God is a forgiving God. So at the end of the day, if you got some going and some research and some journeys to do within your faith, he knows that. He knows what choices you're going to make. He knows that you need to do a little bit of research on your own so that you can go closer to him. And that's what you've got to do sometimes. Sometimes you got to step outside so you can grow yourself closer to God. So I thank you all for joining me today on today's episode. In regards to creation stories, we are going to dig in this month, the next month, and in the future deeper with these creation stories. I'm going to bring some different creation stories to you, tell you about them. We'll talk about them in depth and actually understand what these creation stories mean, what they meant for the people and the culture who experienced them around that time, and what they mean for us now, how we can grow from them and use it in our everyday life. So I thank you all again for joining me for another episode here at Mind, Body, Soul, and Spirit. Like, subscribe, support, whatever it is that you want to do. Everything is a blessing. Just you listening today for me is a blessing. And I hope that I can continue to provide, you know, any kind of message out there that I can give to help share this knowledge that I've learned throughout this journey. So you all stay guided, stay focused. We're going to start our meditation sessions again at the end of every episode. So I really think that that's a big part of helping you break through, you know, your moment. So I want you to take a moment to sit still, find your stillness, find a quiet moment. If you need to find a quiet door, quiet space, if you just need to stand still for 2 seconds, just find a quiet moment and find that stillness within your body. I want you to take a moment to take a deep in breath in. Inhale through your mouth and exhale through your nose. Deep breath in, inhale through your mouth and exhale through your nose. We're going to take another deep breath, but this time I want you to hold this breath in. So deep breath, hold it in. And I want you to just think about your story, your relationship, your God, and what you believe in. That's what I want you to focus on. Now exhale. Think about what it is that you believe in, what it is that you stand for. Know that the universe is aligning itself so that you can have everything that it is that you need in this world. Know that this spiritual journey is about you finding your spiritual connection with whatever you believe in. So whatever God you worship, whatever it is that you believe in this world, you must align yourself with that. You must align yourself with your everyday practices, with your everyday walk. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk, people, so never forget that. Today, you are asking the universe to help us cleanse ourselves of any blocks that are keeping us from aligning ourselves with our spiritual path and our spiritual journey. Anything that's stopping us from putting ourselves in line with our spiritual master, our creator, to help us get to where we need to be, please clear that out. Cancel all any blocks that may be in the way and hold us on that journey. I love you all, and I thank you for joining me on today's journey. We ask that you keep us spirited, keep us soul, keep us guided. You are amazing. You are guided. Know and learn that this journey is for you. Deep breath in. and exhale out all those blocks that are holding you back. I thank you all for joining me again. I'll see you all next week. Y'all have an amazing day and an amazing week. Don't let anything break you down. Namaste. Ashe.